Here's Walter Spires with today's Minute for Men.
We close this week's Minute for Men with the third and final challenge in this area that perhaps destroys more men, including Christians, than any other: pride. We looked at the pride of Naaman and King David and its consequences. I want to bring this home in a very personal way because I have seen, as have many of you, the pride of Christian men bring an end to their marriages, harm relationships with our children, and cost some their jobs. But the worst consequence of all is the great divide it brings to our relationship with God. These words are quoted by James and Peter: "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Our example is the humility of Christ, who left heaven to become a man, endured the humiliation of death on the cross, and rose again, all for us. Let his humble life and humiliating death ever stand as our reminder when pride rears its ugly heads in our lives.
For information about Desperate Men Ministry or Walter's book, All Men Are Desperate Whether They Admit It or Not, visit DesperateMen.org. That's DesperateMen.org.